Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 23 February 2026, when the last week of the month of February. Don't know about where y'all live, but we got hammered with some snow here in the hills of West Virginia. I mean, a big snow. And I'm looking forward to springtime, I'll be quite honest with you. I truly am. But welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us, and I do mean that. And I'll just give up the office number real quick in case you want to call tomorrow. Ask any questions, place an order, whatever. Get a hold of me. I'm always available. If I'm near the phone, I'll get back with you. If you want to call and talk to us tomorrow, you don't have a long distance, please just call a toll-free number, 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, just dial 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you. And while I'm thinking of it, you know, I won't be with you tomorrow night or Wednesday night. I have to go to Charleston, our state capital, about 2 hours west of us, to get some oral work done. So I'll be probably pretty sore for a few days. So tomorrow night, Jerry Barrett, a power of prophecy, be filling for me. And Wednesday night, Milan Vukovic with the EBOT be here with us. So you won't miss me that much. And hopefully I'll be in the office Thursday. I might be a little bit late coming in. Depends how my mouth feels, obviously. But we'll be, the office will be open Thursday, as always, from 9 to 4 for you to call. Whatever you want to do, we'll do our best to be here as long as possible. So bear with us on that, please. And also, if Daryl and PA listen, Daryl, call somebody, let us know you're okay. Some people know you are getting concerned for you, haven't heard from you. So Daryl and PA, let us know you're okay, please, brother. Let us know that. And prayer request tonight from Brother Dick, who's going through some, again, not as bad as he was, but some hard times right now. He's fighting diabetes. He found out he has to start taking shots. He had a hard time getting sugar regulated. So please keep Dick in your prayers. He was at Bible study Saturday morning, and he's wasted away to nothing. Seriously, just skin and bones. Keep Dick in prayer, if you don't mind. And Phil Hudock's wife, Lynn, probably going to have surgery pretty soon. She's got a fairly large cyst in her ovaries, and they're going to have to get it out of there, so keep in your prayers also, and Phil too, please. And if I don't mind, you mind me asking, please say a little prayer for me that I won't be such a sissy, okay? I'm not in a pain at all. And one thing I have to mention, and I don't want to, but I have to. I have no choice. The funds in our ministry account are the lowest they've been in a long, long time. I haven't said anything because I kept hoping it would turn around. I hate asking for help with everything in me. Next month makes 33 years on the radio. And by the grace of God and your help, we managed to keep that going. But the funds will not get us into next month, and we got less than a week to get them. If you can help us, please, we'd appreciate it. I mean that, seriously. I hate to bring it up. I don't get to mention anymore this week. I'm not going to be here. But we do need your help. And for those of y'all that are listening online right now that generally listen to shortwave, Brady from WWCR called me this afternoon. They're working hard. They're having to build a transmitter. They can't find that one anywhere. They're having to build it and get parts in different places. Hopes back on the air no later than this time next week, maybe a little bit earlier. So those listening on shortwave, listening online right now, bear with us. They're getting it back up as soon as possible. And thank y'all for listening online even. Brady was impressed with the numbers online, and thank y'all for doing that. It is humbling beyond words to know you out there listening to us, and you care that much for us. And I really sincerely mean that, but if you can help us, please, to get the count up enough we can pay the bills in the next month. I will not go on there if the bills aren't paid in advance. That's not right. I won't do that. Please help us if you can, if you don't mind, okay? You can call the office number and donate or write to us, whatever you want to do. But please, if you can help us, please. Now, we're going to go to our guest tonight. Got to speak to this lady a little bit today. And she's a really a sweet lady. And she works with a group called the Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. And she works as the, I guess you say, Director of State Affairs for them. And she's trying to get the word out to states and help states get things in line. Just because Roe v. Wade was overturned does not mean that the murder of babies went away. Not by any means. Matter of fact, it went up. It's hard to believe, isn't it? But it went up. They're helping states set up laws and pro-life laws so they can help stop this murder of the unborn children and the curse of putting on these pregnant mothers. Now, this lady is a warrior for Christ. She's doing this for the glory of God. And I've talked to her, like I said, briefly. I love talking to her. She's got a sense of humor. Folks, if you know me very long, you better have a sense of humor because I'm going to pick on you some because people that I feel comfortable with, I laugh with. And I never met Sue in person. But we're going to talk to Sue Liebel, and we're going to let her tell her story a little bit. And Sue, are you there?
I am. Good evening, and thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sweetheart. More than welcome. And I want you to make yourself at home. But to get started, will you tell the folks a little bit about yourself? Give us a little bit of a bio. Who is Sue, and how did you get involved in all this?
Well, Sue started out her career many years, I always say 100 years ago, in social work and social policy. And I was just a liberal, pro-life, pro-everything person until Jesus got a hold of me. And I had made some very poor decisions in my life, including abortion when I was 21. And Jesus offered me forgiveness and healing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And I promised him that I would spend the rest of my life, every breath I take, trying to show people who he is and the forgiveness that his blood offers and what he did on the cross is forgive even me. And, you know, it's hard to believe when I look back. But don't we all, after we've been saved, kind of look back and think, how could I have been that person?
Well, you know, I just did a Bible study this past weekend on the how God levels the playing field. We all start up in the same place. We're all sinners in the eyes of God. We've all fallen short. Yeah. And I don't care whether you're a thief, a murderer, a druggie, adulterer, a fornicator, a murderer, whatever. There's forgiveness in the blood of Christ if you ask for it.
Amen. 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 And there is. And I've that brought me the freedom that my heart and my soul needed. And my career moved on and I became a lobbyist. I started working in politics and policy, lobbying the House and Senate. I was vice president of the Chamber of Commerce when he spoke to me. I heard the Lord say to me, I've given you these skills and talents and now you're going to use them for me. And I walked away from the kind of secular political world, if you will, and I walked right back into that state house and I viewed it as a mission field. We send missionaries to places that need the light, and politics and making laws and all that sort of stuff, it's no different. It needs the light.
And, of all the nations in the world, of all the nations in the world that need someone now, America is probably about the worst. And our political system is so corrupt, it's almost impossible to see a shred of decency left in this country. But go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. Because in America, we elect citizens. Like you or I could run for office. My neighbor could run for office. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be anything. In my particular state, we have dentists who ran for office, and one lady owned an ice cream store. And so in America, we have citizen legislators is the term for that. And that's true when we send people to Congress as well. And I have had the privilege of praying with them, of working with some very fine people who came to do this because they really wanted to make a difference. And they really, wanted.
But there are too many career politicians, though, that keep coming back in there. Yes.
And the process is difficult, and the process is messy. And
costly.
And very costly. And we don't always get what we want. But I'll tell you, I still think, even after all these years, Pastor, I still think it's the best system on earth. And we just need to elect people who we know what they stand for. We know their hearts, and we know how they're going to govern. So that's a wake-up call, I think, for all of us when we go to the polls. It's not because we know their name, not because we know their daddy. It's not because they're handsome. It's because we know that they know Christ. The government is on his shoulders. He puts his leaders in place. And we need to be awake and aware when we go vote. And for this particular issue that we're talking about tonight, it's especially important to know and to really know where someone stands on the issue of abortion.
Yeah, and really stands against murdering children. That, a lot of them say, "Well, I'm mm-hmm. pro-life," but they don't act like it. They don't vote like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to mm-hmm. say you are and is one thing, but to stand against it is a whole different ballgame. And I, Mario, again, you're tenacity, because I've worked with a lot of people in the years who are involved in trying to do what you're doing, and they are tough to stay in there as long as they have and fought this battle for so long. Everybody says, well, we reversed Roe v. Wade. It's been reversed. But that didn't stop the murder of babies, did it?
No, it didn't. It didn't. And one other thing I wanted to say is that because the Lord called me to do this, he's given me the endurance and the tenacity and the heart, to do it, because he took me out of the secular world and had me do this. And so it's a privilege for me personally to be Amen. Able to come from where I came from for him to put me in, be a spokesperson, and be a light to a hurting world is a privilege of a lifetime. But with that, I will say that you are right. Roe versus Wade was overturned. Unfortunately, today, because of some decisions by the Food and Drug Administration, now the abortion drugs account for over 60%, almost 65% of all abortions in this country. And they're being mailed into our homes. They're being mailed, not by telemedicine, that you and I might think. There are websites that have popped up all over. Some of them are from India, some from China. And they're websites sometimes you can't find them, who they are. And, women are getting those off of the web and having them mailed to their dorm room or to their home.
How dangerous is that? How dangerous is that for the woman's health alone?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. I have a few little facts and figures for you. So this drug regimen is a series of two drugs. The first drug blocks a natural hormone called progesterone. When a woman gets pregnant, her body fills with progesterone, and that creates a very hospitable place in the womb where the baby can eat and grow and get the nutrients and nourishment. The first pill blocks that. And so that starves the baby. And then the second pill, a day or two later, creates contractions so that she will expel the baby. Now, again, before I get too much further, I want to apologize to your audience. I know this is not a very pleasant thing to talk about or to listen to. But it is, everything we're talking about is real and it's really happening. So there were over a million, there were over 1.1 million abortions last year, and 65% of those were this drug. Unfortunately, even on the FDA's own label, you know that little thin, very thin piece of paper that comes with your prescriptions and has all the science on it, and you don't read it, you know. That label on this drug, mifepristone, has a black box warning from the FDA. There are, when they first approved it in the year 2000, lots of special rules and special medical exams that the woman need to see a doctor and get it in person and rule out, you know, pre-existing conditions and things like that. And so the FDA's own label has a black box warning, and it says that studies that 1 in 25 women will end up in the emergency room.
Wow.
So by default, just by right off the bat, these drugs have a 4 times greater rate of complications and health problems for women than the surgical type of abortion. So right off the bat, we're putting women at greater risk. And with these drugs, they can get sicker faster, and they can hemorrhage, of course, bleed out. They can have infection, which will turn to sepsis. And if a woman has an ectopic pregnancy, now that's where the baby gets stuck in the fallopian tube. It doesn't quite make it all the way. That is not a viable pregnancy. But if she has one of those and it's not diagnosed by an ultrasound, these pills are 36% more likely to kill her. And so there's a whole lot of science out there today. We're 26 years later than when the FDA did the original science. 26 years later, we have a lot more science now. We have a lot more emergency room visits and insurance claims to look at and all kinds of research done around the world, even in other countries. And we are calling on the FDA to stop the mail order ability. Under the first Trump administration, women had to go to the doctor to get these drugs. Again, I'm not saying I want them to, but because, you know, all the babies die and a lot of the mothers get hurt. But to be able to, under President Biden FDA, they allowed the mailing of these drugs. And that has caused today what is basically a public health crisis. These women are winding up in the emergency room, being coded as severe or critical. And also, I'll tell you something else, Pastor. There's a new crime that has popped up around this, and that's when an abusive boyfriend or a sex trafficker had gone online. Men go online, get the pills, and then force the women to take them or put them in her drink. One Ohio man crammed them down her throat when she was sleeping. There is a new crime popping up, what we call coercion. And 6 or 8 cases we know of now that are in court. Now, that is a crime for a man to do that, right? Or anyone to force anyone to take a drug against their will. But that's what's popping up around the country now. And so there are lots of lawsuits going on. But what's the hottest thing going right now is the state of Louisiana sued the FDA to say, there was a woman in Louisiana whose husband did this, and on behalf of her and on behalf of the state of Louisiana, they're suing the FDA to stop that mail order rule.
Well, now, it's against law, you said, in some states now. Louisiana is one of them. I think West Virginia is also. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, but that's so it's true. Against law, but it's shipping across state lines. Shouldn't that be already a crime? I mean, isn't that something to do with interstate commerce?
That is exactly right. It is. And these cases are working their way up the courts. Unfortunately, justice can be slow. But several states now, not just Louisiana, have sued the FDA for that very reason. And then also several states that are extreme abortion, like New York and California. In fact, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, just said he will not extradite a doctor. He will shield a doctor that Texas is suing. I won't let you have her. I'll protect her. And those are called what we call shield laws. Lots of states, those liberal states, have passed those laws that if a doctor from, say, Illinois or New York or, like I said, California is caught mailing those drugs into those other states, they will not participate to help those other, Texas or Louisiana get justice. And so they're shielding. And it's just lawlessness, Pastor. It is.
And I don't know what this is going to lead to, but I see it's going to lead to a lot more dissension between the states. And we're seeing that happen in a lot of different areas. But it's just mind-boggling that they can legally, as of right now, ship the drugs across state lines, we'll say, without being really much been done to them. The state of Louisiana suing them, that's all well and good. That still has to be fought out. In the meantime, they're still sending drugs forth out to killing babies and harming women. But, everybody thought when Roe v. Wade was overturned, well, we're going to stop abortion. This is going to go away. No, it didn't go away. Matter of fact, Ohio and other states voted into the Constitution.
Yes. Several states, unfortunately, have done that. And actually, Ohio, Missouri, some of these other states are really pro-life states. But what happens right before people go vote in November on a question like that, on the ballot question about abortion, is the other side throws up multi-million dollars worth of TV ads that women are going to die and they won't get health care, and they scare people. And people have believed it. It's worked. We've been tricked. We've been tricked for voting. And unfortunately, because I do this every day, I've talked to people in Ohio and Missouri and some other states. People are starting to say, oh, wait, I didn't mean to vote for that. And there's a lot of remorse. My goodness, that's not what I thought it said. And so when we don't know what we're voting on and we listen to, especially the other side's TV commercials and things, buyer beware. We've got to be more discerning as a people. We have to be more discerning.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So let that be a warning to us all.
Well, if you're going to vote, it's your duty to know what you're doing, period. You can claim ignorance, but there's no excuse for that. You should know what you're doing. The research the can as best as possible. But now we both know that the amount of abortions, I use the word murder instead of abortion, have went up through the appeal. How many babies, and I read this somewhere, but I can't remember exact numbers, how many babies were slaughtered over the last few months since January? So January, February in this country compared to when Roe v. Wade was still on the books.
I apologize. I don't happen to have the statistics in front of me the last 3 months. I do know that last year, 2025, there were 1.1 million. And I can compare that to, say, 2016, or before when Roe versus Wade was still the law of the land, there were not quite a million. So we are actually higher now than we've ever been in abortion. And it's because of the ease of, getting them in the mail. Unfortunately, though, they have so much of a higher rate of complications. Women get sicker faster on these drugs. They can be coerced by, abusive boyfriends, or even in another case in Louisiana, it was her mother. The little girl was 15. She was planning, actually, for her gender reveal party, and she was wanting to keep that baby, and the mother forced her to take the pills. And so that mother is being prosecuted now. But unfortunately, women are getting, are paying the price of this.
Yeah,
and the
FDA
is not doing it. And the FDA won't act. Now, last September, Robert F. Kennedy, RFK, when he was before a Senate committee, said that he admitted that under the Biden administration, they twisted the science to overlook a safety signal for these drugs, and that he pledged that under his leadership of the FDA, Dr. McCary, they would study the most recent science. Again, we've got 25 more years of science for them to look at now, and lots of emergency room studies and things like that, lots of data. And then 51 U.S. senators have written President Trump and the FDA a letter. 175 members of the House of Representatives signed on to letters to the administration asking them to, you know, hold on, stop the mail order, update the science, and hopefully pull these drugs off the market altogether. And that's something that we're trying to, like the message I want to get out tonight, we're trying to get the message all across the country is we've got to impose upon the FDA a plea to stop the mail order provision and hold on all of this until they see they redo and update the science on all of this. And yes, it'll become absolutely crystal clear. Yeah, and there are studies from other countries. This is, I mean, we have 26 years worth now. We know a lot more than we did when it was first.
You know, you mentioned 1.5 million were killed last year. That's what you said, right?
1.1 million.
1.1 million, okay. We only got 1.5 million in our whole state. So they wiped out almost all of our state, yeah, population-wise. And Montana also had about the same. So, yeah, this is actually amazing to think about that. Now, folks, let that sink in a minute. Wiped out almost the entire population of a state in 1 year by murdering children. But you know what's got me concerned, too? Now, I am not a Republican nor a Democrat. I haven't been for years. If I support somebody, I'm going to know who it is, and I don't care who he's with, independent or whatever. If I believe they're right, I'm going to support him. But, and I'm not going to get into politics about Trump or whatever else, but we're coming up to another midterm election coming up in November. And usually, generally, the Democrats are much more prone to murdering children than some Republicans are. That's just a fact. If they would take back control of the House and Senate, with all the efforts that y'all put into getting this changed, could we lose that momentum?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The thing we are talking about tonight would blow sky high. I'm not actually being political either, sir. You can look at their platform, you know, their written platform of what they stand for, the different principles.
Right.
Especially they have cleaned up just a little bit because we've been on the radio talking about it for so long. But they're really for abortion all the way up until birth. Late term abortion, and they make no bones about it, and paid for by your taxpayer dollars.
I agree. Hang on to the break, please, sweetheart. Folks, a lot more talk about it and your questions and comments. Give us a call at 717-300-1698. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and we've been at war, as that song says now, for many years against this murder of babies since 1973. And I know we discussed this issue a lot on this broadcast. But, folks, I got to tell you this, and some of y'all, most of y'all believe this, I know you do. This is probably, morally, about the most important topic and issue that we need to discuss and put a stop to. Morally, we're sacrificing children to Baal every day. Now, that's a fact. Satan gets glory from the sacrifice of children, and the younger and the more innocent, the more he gets. Now, that is a fact. Some of y'all don't like to hear that, but I can't change the truth. It is the truth. So understand that this is part of the, I guess you say, judgment on this land that we let happen, and the innocent blood is a very, very dire abomination before God. And I'm going to go back now to Sue Liebel. Let her tell us some more. And Sue, be sure and tell us everybody can contact what you do in the group you work with. But go ahead and give us more information.
Yeah, well, let's give out the website. Sure. The organization is Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. It's the nation's largest pro-life organization. Where really our main business is we're the political arm of the pro-life movement. So we want to make sure that pro-life people get elected to office. As I was saying earlier, our website is sbaprolife.org. SBA for Susan B. Anthony, sbaprolife.org. Also, there's another website. We've been talking about the abortion drugs tonight. There's a website from the Charlotte Lozier Institute called abortiondrugfacts.org. And a lot of the things you're hearing me say tonight, the statistics, the complication rates, the medical problems that women have, you'll find on that website, which shows a lot of the studies and the science and how the pills work. And how they don't, and what happens to women. So abortiondrugfacts.org.
Wow.
You know, I love that that song that was at the break. We're in a war. And
right.
it's,
you know, we're made in the image of God. Psalm 139, 13 through 16, the Lord makes each of us. You've created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I know y'all know that passage. But Satan is coming for us because we are made in the image of God. We're made in the womb of our mothers, and he knew us before, and we were set apart before we even knew it. And the Church of Satan has actually filed lawsuits in the last few years in some of these states that have limited abortion. They're actually out on paper now. They're out of the darkness and into the light of day, the Church of Satan, because to them, abortion is a religious activity. It's a religious...
I want to comment on this, if you don't mind. Folks, this is really...
Sure.
What they're suing for as a religious practice is real. It always has been, ever since the beginning in ancient Israel, when they sacrificed their children to Belial and to Moloch, as you say, and they paid a hellish price for it. We're doing the same thing now. We call different names. We don't say we're putting them at the foot of a statue and burn them. We don't do that, although the bunch of them are burning and incinerated. The dead bodies, but we're slaughtering them in the while they're still in the womb. Even sometimes now, after they are born, they let them die. So we're actually sacrificing our unborn children to Satan. That's why Satan is getting not greater power, but more influence in the world than in America. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I think Genesis 1:27 is God created us in his image. And I think, and that is why. But I'm just saying that they're bolder. They're much more bold lately, and literally came out and sued a state because of their religious practice was being curtailed. It's just really wild out there. I wanted to also let you know, right before the break, we're not trying to be political here.
Well, it's okay if you are. I mean, it really is. I cover a lot of political issues.
Okay.
But you go right ahead and share what's on your heart, honey.
Well, I think, you know, under the first Trump administration, the FDA would not allow these pills to be mailed in the mail. The requirement was that, like anything else, you'd have to go to the doctor and have tests to rule out pre-existing conditions and things like that. And in fact, it can't be used after the baby's 10 weeks old, because with each successive week, the risk to the mother goes sky high, skyrockets with each week. But then President Biden's FDA undid that, and that's the problem we're in now. But the Trump administration, RFK, the head of the FDA, Dr. Makary, they are dragging their feet, and we think it's because they think that the midterms are coming up, and they're thinking politically with their political hats on and not really with their moral hats on. And meanwhile, women are being harmed, but I digress. So there was a poll, the McLaughlin and Associates, a very popular mainstream polling, showed in August that 7 in 10 voters, even if they're pro-choice, even if they're Democrats, even if they're Republicans, 7 in 10 support requiring an in-person doctor visit before giving a woman these abortion drugs. Just for that very reason, to screen out the harm, screen out the pre-existing conditions, just like you and I would go to a doctor and before he or she gives us a prescription, check it out with the rest of the stuff we're doing and taking. So 7 in 10. So it's not like to roll back this mailing rule would really upset the base, you know, the voters. And then just just last week, today's Monday, just last week, another poll came out asking about the midterm, asking midterm voters, would you be more or less likely to go vote? And one third of Republican primary voters would be less enthusiastic about voting and volunteering come November if the Republican Party abandons its pro-life policies. So
wow.
While they think maybe they think they're worried about the midterms and losing votes. It's the opposite is, seems to be true. If they don't do something about this public health crisis, if they don't stop the mail order, if they don't try to engage in a war against these abortion drugs, the base will be less enthusiastic to come out and vote. And
that's, you know, that's great news in one way, but yes, not so great in other ways. But the people are taking a moral stand. Mm-hmm. That encouraged mm-hmm. me to see that. You know, they're willing to say no to whoever it is, whether Republican or Democrat, unless you support right. the life of these unborn children. We're not going to support you.
Yeah. If you back down and go weak on abortion, we just may not come out and vote anymore. And so in the midterms especially, you don't have a vote to lose. I mean, midterms can be rough.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so we have been feeding this information, these poll numbers, the percentages of voters, all that sort of stuff. We're feeding that to the administration as quickly as we can and as passionately as we can. So
are you getting a response from
that as well?
I'm sorry, are you getting a response from them?
We've had promises, but unfortunately, and actually some members of Congress had a closed-door meeting with the FDA, with them, a couple of weeks ago. And again, we continue to get promises, but don't really see any action. So we think they're dragging their feet because of the midterms. But in fact, the polls show that it's just the opposite. So we're trying to get that message. If any of your listeners are so inclined, call your U.S. senators. And your senator may even be pro-life. But the senators need to put the pressure on the FDA. And
they
so
do.
Let them know. Let them know that this is important to you and this is a key issue, and they need to put the pressure on the FDA.
And senators also need to know that you support them. That makes a difference also.
Yep. Sometimes these elected officials, they're out there on a ledge sometimes. The media didn't like them. I mean, isn't that pro-life? The other side's screaming at them too. And they're taking a stand. There are some great, great members of Congress that take a stand for life. But it's not as easy as it used to be. And there's lots of shouting and gnashing of teeth. And they have to stay strong. And they need to know that you care.
There's no doubt about it that the other side has gained ground because, as a whole, we've kept our mouth pretty quiet on some issues, and they've been in office for so long they're no longer really concerned about what we think, and we see that with the misdeeds of, we'll say, the left. I don't like to use the word right and left, but the liberals are getting angry enough now to do crimes, and they're not afraid to tear down a statue or burn something or attack somebody. I mean, they totally are so angry at us because of the gain ground. That's expected. That's to be expected. Whenever you step on their toes, they get angry. But for many years, though, Sue, we had a good chance to nip it in the bud, so to speak, like Barney Fife used to say, but we didn't do it. And now we're paying the penalty for the indifference we had in this country for so many years on many different issues. But go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I'm just agreeing with you, Pastor. I'm just saying amen to that. We fell asleep at the switch there for a while, and as I think we all would agree that so much of this has started to overtake our country, we've got to put that genie back in the bottle, and we've got to take a stand. And
it would be much easier to keep the cork on it in the first place, huh?
Yeah. Sure.
It's like Pandora's box. Once you open it, it's hard to get anything back in there. They've gotten away for so long that now in the so-called LGBTQ perverted side of the thing, they've gained so much ground that to take back their play toys makes them very angry. And I've known people personally who run into a transgender and didn't use the right nouns, and they got really mad at them. So this is what we face today. Murdering babies is a very important one, but so is sexual perversion. And we tolerate this so long, we kept thinking, and most people thought my age and younger, thought, well, this will stop. This can't happen in America. Back when I started the radio 33 years ago, I started in March 1993. I said one night, I was talking about this issue of homosexuality and murder of children. But I said, if we don't stop what's going on, one day the same-sex group will be marrying same-sex couples. Oh, it never happened in America. Matter of fact, I made some people so mad, they threatened to burn down the radio station. And I'm serious. And they threatened to kill me and different things. So the people just couldn't believe that we go this far. But somewhere in the area, 60 million or more babies murdered in a womb in this country in the last, since 1973. I think it's time to look around and say, we really messed up. Let's do something about it. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. Amen to that. We've got abortion drugs flooding our communities, killing more babies every year than did in the years before Roe v. Wade got struck down.
Well, now, can anybody buy those online? Can anybody buy them? Even underage children buy them online? I mean, how does that work?
Oh, sure. You can fake your age. You can fake your name. A man can put a woman's name. A man can put a man's name for some of these places. Some of these online sellers, my understanding is that they're from other countries. They're not really looking. Now, you know, I'm not making this up. They say, do you want to buy abortion drugs? Okay, come to our website. And here, we have a sale going on. Buy three. Take the ones you need today and keep two in your medicine cabinet for later.
Oh, my.
The state of Washington State. Bought hundreds of boxes, so they could stock their college med clinics on campus, you know, with the campus clinics and other places, because they were afraid maybe that the FDA would stop the mail order, so they bought a bunch of them up. I mean, it's just
easy.
They're very easy to get. Yeah, really
it's just unbelievable that states that colleges wouldn't do it in the first place. You know, it used to be a thing, at least back in my day, when morality meant something. Today, it doesn't mean a whole lot. Matter of fact, if you oppose what you're doing, you become a Nazi. You become an evil person. That's just the way it is. You know, and I don't like it, but it doesn't change the fact that it's true. That's just a fact. Yeah. Now, let's take a phone call from Iowa. Let's talk to Jan. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Pastor. First question, is the amount you need more than what the phone lines were when we took care of that computer problem?
Unfortunately, yes.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Well, we're going to need some help.
Yeah, we are, and I hate to even ask about it, but Denise McDonald pays the bills for the ministry, and she texted me and told me, you're getting low. And I don't like to mention, I didn't mention before it was already getting low, but I thought it'll turn around, but it has in the last month. We got further behind as far as keeping the money in the bank. But anyway, go ahead, Jan. What's on your mind?
Okay, that takes care of that. Now, today I was saying to my friend, you know, it's a good thing God didn't give us the power to punish these people. Because if he did, they would all be poofed and gone.
Yes.
These retrograde, devil-worshipping people.
And they
are
out
there. And that's probably why he didn't give us any such powers, because they would have been poofed and gone.
Well, I think he expected a nation that we once had, a righteous nation, would see that their leaders didn't go this direction. And that's why we have the Second Amendment in the Constitution. People don't want to hear that, but I can't help it. It wasn't for duck hunting. It's preserving what liberty is. If we won't protect the lives of unborn babies, the most innocent people in the world, why would God protect our country? Now, that's just a fair question, but it's a real question. Any comments on that, Sue?
I'm sitting here thinking lots of things, but it should drive us to our knees. Asking for his forgiveness. And it should drive people to a closer an understanding of a forgiving God. I mean, he died on the cross for this, but we have responsibilities too. But we need to stay prayed up, and we need to stay on our knees before the Lord.
Amen. Well, we've become so used to
Jesus. He sacrificed his son for us.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And the sad part is that the church has taken grace for granted for so long, they think this doesn't matter. We don't have to stand up. They've taken that idea of grace and, you know, live like hell and go to heaven theology has been taught a lot of places, that this doesn't matter, that we don't do anything. It does matter. And we're going to answer for it one day. But go ahead, Jan. Let's finish up. I'm sorry.
I just wondered if she knew of anyone, if there are sanctuary places that she knows of that these girls and women can go to if they have abusive boyfriends or parents that they're worried about, they're going to do something
to
them.
Good question.
That's a great question. I'm so glad you asked it. Yes, there are in every state and in most communities, most cities and towns. We used to call them crisis pregnancy centers. Now I think today they're called pregnancy care centers. But these, and in fact, it was the pro-life movement that started this. And you may know, you may know of some pregnancy care centers in your communities that will help women. And they will help women much more than Planned Parenthood. They will help them get the services, the help that they need. They'll come alongside and pray with them. They will get them, the health care, make sure they're healthy, their children are happy, the babies are healthy. But they'll also help them with transportation, housing, just any food, whatever they are going to need to be successful. And research shows us that most women didn't really want to abort. If someone, one person, would have said, oh, come on, girl, you can do this. I've got you. I'm going to walk with you. I'm not just going to give you a, you know, here's $5, bye. Or I'm not just going to give you a referral to welfare department, but I'm really going to, walk with you. I'm going to pray with you, and I'm going to get you through this and get you set on your feet and help you. Most of women say they would have done that. There are other options, much healthier options. I made a joke earlier today. Abortion is not make America healthy again. Maha. It's not a healthy choice. But like you said, man, pregnancy centers, women's care centers, and certainly women's shelters and places like that. We just have to make sure that whoever those places are pro-life, and most of them are. Yes.
If you know somebody who's out there, and you can't do it all by yourself, you can take them these places. You can always donate to these places, too, so they can afford to do that.
Amen.
That they can be safe, and their child can be safe.
Yes.
In fact, we have started a program called Her Plan, Her PLAN. It's actually an app on your phone, and it's GIS-based, so it knows where she is. So if she's in Nashville, or she's in Atlanta, or she's in Wichita, and she can punch in, I need food, or I need a ride to the doctor, or something. And we have, we're not in all 50 states yet, but we have in 20-some states loaded up that app with all the services we can find in that state. So if she's looking for something, she can punch that in her app and find out where it is. This is also helpful to people who work in the church, or people who maybe work in a church or work in a social service agency, and she comes in looking for help. Then you can use that app as well to find her help.
Hey, man. Thanks for calling, Jan. Anything else?
No, Daryl, call in so we know you're okay.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jan. Appreciate it. Good call. Thank you. The folks, the line's open, and nobody's calling in. I'm kind of shocked. But anyway, 717-300-1698. We're down about the last 3 minutes here, so I'm going to let you kind of wrap it up, and you tell us what you want to share with us. And again, having contact everything, and how can people help? Just go ahead and fill us in.
Oh, thank you for letting me do that. The one thing I always like to end a conversation like this with is to let women know there are women that are listening right now who, like me, have had abortions sometime early in their life. They're in our churches. They're in our pews. They're our friends and neighbors. And that there is healing. There is forgiveness in the Lord. And then in many of those communities, just like those pregnancy centers we were just talking about, There are support groups and Bible studies and classes for women to come to come together and talk with each other and be led through a Bible study on forgiveness. For many women, also besides the Lord's forgiveness, they are looking how to forgive themselves.
That's a biggie. That is a biggie. It is. Go ahead.
It is. It truly is. And so there's help out there. Call or find your local pregnancy center that I was just talking about, and they will know where those support groups and those Bible studies are for women to find healing. And it is available, and it is beautiful. Our Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, we're in this game to stay. We're going to keep representing the cause of life. Every unborn life is worth saving. Every mother is worth helping and saving as well. And so our website is sbaprolife.org, sbaprolife.org. And also don't forget the abortiondrugfacts.org, abortiondrugfacts.org for more information on these dangerous drugs. And thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure. And I hope you don't mind me picking on you like I have. I feel comfortable with you. So I don't mind laughing with you. So, you know.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Well, this is a very serious situation we're talking about, and a lot more besides that even. But God says a merry heart works good like a medicine. So I try to keep a merry heart.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
I try to keep my eyes centered on Christ because I know what our duties are. We failed a lot. Yes, we failed a lot. But, folks, it's not too late to do something. Stand up for the truth. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of Christ. Please, if you deny Christ before men, he would deny you before his Father. Don't be that way. And one of it is standing for the life of the unborn child, the most innocent creation on this earth, or babies, period. So please take a stand. Again, go to the website. Look what you've been talking about. Check out on the abortion rate. One more time, the figure, what you say it was called? To check out the numbers?
Oh, abortiondrugfacts.com.
There you go. All right.
Let's keep wanting to say .org. Abortiondrugfacts.org.
There you go, .org. Okay. And thank you, Sue, so much. We'll be in touch again, okay?
Yes, I'd like that. Thank you, and good night.
God bless you, honey. Thank you. Folks, we love you. And by the grace of God, I'll see you in the office Thursday. I know tomorrow night with Gary and Wednesday night Milan, you're going to be just fine. But we do need help, please. I hate to say it. I mean it very seriously. We need help. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. May God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.